What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You have to run it through a thrash.
Mm-hmm. And so
that can be done all in one movement. As you cut it, it thrashes it, sacks it, all at one time. Mm-hmm. But the old way was to cut it by hand, and there was a stationary thrash that was used by some people, but most of us fed the oats that we cut or rye that we cut, the chaff and all, the stalk and the grain.
Mm-hmm. Now, say if you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, yeah, you and have to do it. You and
I mm-hmm. will have to do it.
Mm-hmm. And now, if you're not speaking to him, but you're talking about him, you're talking to somebody else, you say, yeah, the job is for
He and I, or John and I.
Mm-hmm, something like that.
Yeah.
Or you might say, his job is for both.
Yeah, both mm-hmm. of us.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, somebody, say you knock at the door, and somebody says, who's there? And oh, say they know your voice, and so you might just say,
this is me, this is John, or
something like that.
Yeah.
Let's say you're comparing how tall you are with somebody. You say, he's not as tall
as I am.
Mm-hmm. And say you're, again, comparing how tall you are. You say, I'm not as
tall as he.
Mm-hmm. And say you're comparing how well you can do something. You might say, he can do it better than
I can.
Mm-hmm. And say if a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say, 2 miles is what? Say 2 miles was what?
He was giving out?
Mm-hmm.
He ran 2 miles and was giving out?
Yeah,
I imagine so.
Or you could say that was all?
That was all.
Mm-hmm. And if something belongs to you, you say
it's mine.
Mm-hmm. If it belongs to me, you say it's
this belongs to him.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Or if it belongs to a whole group of people, it belongs to
them.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say it doesn't belong to me, but it belongs to
you.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Tell me about the kinds of bread that people make around here. What you mentioned a couple of kinds.
We still make the phone bread to eat with your vegetables, and
that's made out of what?
Cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. That's a kind of cornbread.
That's right. It's called cornbread. Mm-hmm. We make the corn dodgers. It's made from cornbread.
How do you make those?
Mix my cornmeal with a little bit of buttermilk and the rest in warm water, mm-hmm. and make them up not too stiff and not too soupy, mm-hmm. but where the ingredients can be thoroughly mixed, mm-hmm. and then put into the skillet with a spoon into kind of like croquettes,
mm-hmm.
or muffins. We call them corn dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And hush puppies is just get a spoonful and give it a sling and just let it tear up. And then as it cooks, you take it up in those little giblets, and that's called hush puppies.
You got anything in there besides the cornmeal? Got any onion or anything like that?
Yes, you can put onions in it.
What about the corn dodgers?
That's the same thing. You can put onions in your corn dodgers.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you ever put greens in those, or cook them in greens with greens?
Yes, we use what we call the corn dodgers that we make out with ice water or with cold water,
mm-hmm.
or take the stock from your turnips when they get almost done.